This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Flags at the UN headquarters are flying at half-staff in remembrance of Kofi Annan, a Nobel Peace Prize winner and the first black African to serve as Secretary General of the United Nations. Annan died Saturday at the age of 80. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Annan was the UN's first black African Secretary General.
Let us make change our ally, not an enemy. Seize it as an opportunity. Not a threat.
Annan took the top job at the UN 6 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union and just 5 years before the 9/11 attacks. The U.S.-led war with Iraq tested Annan as a world diplomatic leader.
Let us not dwell on the divisions of the past. Let us confront the realities of the present, however harsh, and look for ways to forge stronger unity in the future.
Kofi Annan says his darkest moment was the Iraq War. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.S. Richard Holbrooke called Annan an international rock star of diplomacy. I'm Ed Donahue.
Italy observed a national day of mourning Saturday after Tuesday's collapse of a highway bridge in the port city of Genoa killed 42 people. Sabina Castelfranco reports.
The Archbishop of Genoa, Cardinal Angelo Bagnasco, celebrated the solemn service. Italy's top officials and politicians, including head of state Sergio Mattarella and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, attended the ceremony. Family members of other victims decided to bury the dead in their towns of origin, some declining to participate in the state funerals in anger at having lost their loved ones in an accident that may have been caused by poor design or improper maintenance. The president, who visited the site of the disaster and the injured in the hospital before attending the service, has defined the bridge collapse as absurd and frightening, saying the tragedy struck not only Genoa, but the whole nation. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA.